I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey just kicked out another foreign Christian worker, and it brings to 23 the number of cases where Christians ran afoul of Turkey's entry ban this year. Middle East Concerns' Rob Duncan explains that most are expelled as a threat to national security. The stated reasons haven't been clear, but there is a pattern.
It seems very strange that up until now, the only people who seem to have been issued these particular deportation orders and entry bans are Christians.
Although Turkey claims to be a secular state, it seems to be moving in an Islamist direction.
We certainly need to pray for those people who have been deported and who can't return to Turkey for the present time. First of all, that any injustice in this situation will be overturned and that righteousness will be seen to be done.
And earlier this month, 300 adults and kids attended Go Global's One Day and learned about Global Disciples' mission to share Jesus with the least reached. Global Disciples' Andrea Brubaker worked with kids to perform music and drama, and each child got $10 as an honorarium, plus a lesson in giving back to God. For many of the kids, it clicked.
It was really beautiful because those children, many of them came up to me and said, "Can you go with me to the table? I want to give." And so they opened up their envelope. I gave them a $5 bill and five ones. They were so excited to be able to know that the money that they were giving, what it's being used for, is to reach the least reached.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.